You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea with you right now. Don't forget, Cleveland Browns single game tickets available straight from the source on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Securing tickets, secure your tickets to upcoming Browns games against the Ravens, the Bengals, the Niners, and the Steelers by visiting ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. Right there, you've got Monday night with the Ravens, undefeated Bengals, Steelers week 17, and of course, the 49ers. 216-578-0850. Want to get your reaction, of course, to Mike Pettine's press conference saying that Josh McCown still his starter if he is healthy and able to go. Matt, your reaction is take us inside the locker room, player reaction to what you heard there.
I don't think it's really surprising. Mike Pettine, over the course of his tenure here in the last 2 years, has, while is a dictator or authoritative head football coach that doesn't show too much emotion or have too much fun, I believe he cares what the leaders and the players in that locker room think of him and his decisions instead of just going with whatever coach says. And I think the easy decision for Mike Pettine, as I've said all along, has been Josh McCown. I think he's comfortable with him. I think he's comfortable with his production as a quarterback. And something that you've pointed out all along is, if in fact Johnny Manziel were ever to be the starter, it had nothing to do with Josh McCown not being able to play well. It's, in some cases, the players around him, the philosophy of things growing, both now and into the future as you get into the developmental point in the season at 2-7. Not a surprise to me, though, by any means.
You guaranteed it yesterday, so it's clearly not a surprise to you. You said if Josh McCown's healthy, he will start for the Browns, and that is the case. I don't quite see it as necessarily being a disservice to the locker room. I think Johnny's shown progress. He did beat Tennessee, struggled with Cincinnati, but a lot of teams have struggled with Cincinnati. By the way, they are undefeated this year. When the time comes, you got to think it's coming at some point, but for now, that's the way he's going to go with it. Another transaction today, Robert Turbin released by the team. He has been replaced on the active roster by Darian Miller. There are two more spots open on the roster from the transactions yesterday that we talked about that are expected to be filled by Glenn Winston, the running back, who is now healthy, and by Charles Gaines, the cornerback, who is now healthy as well. So that should be your 53-man roster for the Cleveland Browns. 216-578-0850. We wanted to get your feedback on what's going on here with the Browns. Let's go to Jim in Akron. First off, Jim, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fella?
Not too much, man. How you doing?
Frustrated at the outcome of these Browns games, but I'm gonna be a Browns fan till the day I die. First on old Goat Hammer, he always comes across as this little spoiled rich kid, and he always talks down to the callers about how they're beneath him, and I don't think he would ever take that challenge because he's a chicken bleep. And he hides behind his microphone and hides behind Riz. I love Riz. We both went to OU. But, he talks all this big crap on the radio, then he hides behind the microphone. But back to the Browns.
Yes.
It would be nice for us to get this division win, take advantage of the Steelers win, with Roethlisberger down. Nobody cries for us when we have all these injuries, and I'm sure not gonna feel sorry for the pea yellow and black. There's too many Pittsburgh fans that we see in northeastern Ohio. That's never. I can understand if they're transplants and they're from Pittsburgh, but most of them have never even been to Pennsylvania. Whatever happened to loyalty and rooting for your home team?
Yes.
But you take it easy, fellas.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call.
And I just want to throw this out there, in reference to Goldhammer and hiding behind his microphone. Yes, in some cases, that is absolutely true. But if you do, in fact, to the few that listen to that show, he does many remote broadcasts from all over Northeast Ohio. So if you would like to go see him somewhere, pay attention to their programming schedule and see where they're at. They're at Nissan of North Olmsted and I-90 Nissan. He's out and about. So you can most definitely go, pay him a visit and give him your two cents if you would like.
Absolutely. As for the Browns and for what's going on with this team, Mike Pettine is still clearly focused on, as we said it, coaches do, he's focused on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's it, and that's what he believes gives him the best chance to get the job done. Doesn't think that he must think that it's still a large gap between Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel. And you heard him talk about the pocket. And I watched the tape. There were reads Johnny could have made from the pocket, probably should have made from the pocket. There were also plays that he made that wouldn't have been made if it weren't for his athleticism and his ability to get out of the pocket and throw. But in my mind, the way that he gets there is by playing more. Or you'll find out that it's just not ever going to be a part of his game, and that's valuable information to find out as well.
It is. It definitely is, especially, you know, as last night just reading that some of the 2016, you know, drafts, as you mentioned yesterday opening the show, if the season were to end today, we would draft second overall. A lot of those mocks are starting to come out now because I think the true colors of who you are as a team have started to shine through. Those have risen to the cream of the crop, are going to maintain their standing on the back third of this draft, and those that will be in the top 10 is probably very apparent at this point.
Yes, it is. All right, 216-578-0850. Let's go to our guy, Johnny B. in Pittsburgh. Johnny B.
Hey, guys. This isn't Johnny B., but it's just John in Pittsburgh. But
John in Pittsburgh, we're still excited.
Man. We'll still love to have you.
Yes.
All right.
Well, depending on what he says. Are you coming up to are you calling to troll us?
No, okay. Absolutely not. You guys are my favorite. I shut the radio off at 3, if that tells you anything. Hey, I was just hoping that maybe you could plant the seed with Mr. Haslam. I was thinking about what you guys, your show was yesterday, about fixing the organization. And I think that if Mr. Haslam makes a run at Ozzie Newsome and offer him, like, the head of football operations, I think that could solve a lot of issues. One, he could bring in his people, and he's a proven commodity. He's taken, unfortunately, the Ravens to the Super Bowl twice, as well as he's worked with Pettine before. So I think Coach Pettine would get in line with what Ozzie Newsome would do. I think it would reinvigorate a fan base and sell a lot of season tickets. So on the business side, I think it'll be smart.
Just I do, and that's a great point. That's a very good point, and we appreciate your call. Thanks, John. As he mentioned, the fan base, the dog pound, the locker room, I can obviously wrap my head around the fact of going out and getting a guy like Ozzie Newsome because of who he is to this organization and what he's done in his role with what should be this franchise because it was taken away from the loyal Cleveland Brown nation here in Northeast Ohio. But that being said, if we don't get the right person, And I mean, we may have the right person.
We might have him right here.
We might have him right here. It's all about identity and philosophy and developing the right process. But you can get behind a guy like Ozzie Newsome because he's played the game, especially doing it here, and what he's done, his track record proves so. But I think it doesn't necessarily have to just be the perfect person for this job. It's got to be, as we talked about yesterday, the perfect philosophy, the right process, the right identity, and then you get to having the right people. And Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine might be the right people. It's what's happening above them that has got it like a kink
right,
in the
they
hose.
They have to fit into the machine.
Correct.
Right, exactly. But you have to have that machine defined for what this team is going to be. And again, I'm not going to comment on people to replace Mike Pettine or replace Ray Farmer as long as they're here. I like those guys. I consider them friends personally as well as professionally. And so I want to see them have success. Obviously, you know, what ultimately their fate is going to be dictated by how they perform, I would guess. You know, and that's, as I said, above us. And that's not something that we can really comment on given our show and where it is and what it is. You know, there are plenty of other forums for that, but we can tell you what we think about, you know, process and what we think about execution. And hopefully this team finds a way to execute perfectly going forward. And hopefully we get things going in the right direction with the right process. And that certainly would be a lot of fun for all of us. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your reaction, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. You can call us. You can tweet the show at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_daily, at Matt Wilhelm 35, though he won't see it. He will hear about it after the fact. And, of course, you can call us up. We'll be back with more, 216-578-0850.